What's happening today at the Central Library in Sheffield?
People are gathering to do a shushing. So at 11 a.m. Everyone will say shush and then three cheers for libraries, and it's to demonstrate that we oppose cuts to library services, be that reduction in opening times or loss of staff as well.
What's threatened in Sheffield in terms of that?
It's not clear as yet, I think until things are papers are released on the 16th of February, but we are aware that there will be cuts to library services.
We're going to have three cheers for Sheffield Libraries. We're going to have a bit of a wild rumpus. And then, if you like to borrow library books,
please,
to show how much you support your libraries. Are you ready for the shushing? Are you ready?
Yes!
You know the rules. Fingers to lips. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shush! 3 cheers for Sheffield Libraries. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Let the wild rumpus begin! Thank you very much. This is just a time to enjoy yourselves, but somebody is going to have a very quick few words.
All right,
to
thanks.
You.
Well, thank you. Hope can you hear me all right?
No. I don't think it works.
Oh, now you can hear me. Right, I've been working with the Sheffield Libraries for quite a few years, and it's a very special place, not just for all of us who are here, but for others who may not be here, because they're probably trying to avoid the noise, because they come here for some quiet and read the papers. But what I want to say is that my question is, when I was coming down the bus, is that if this, what I call unelected government, is cutting back on public services, then ought they consider the MPs and the chief executives that have to cut back on their salaries, because they're not going to be having to do as much. And that's a really serious point that they have to be considered, because when they go to their offices, they've gotten rid of all their staff or made them feel very unvalued. So what work do they have to do? With all respect to them, I think they need to be considered, and not just about £6,000 with one chief executive done. It needs to be something more major than that to be able to maintain our public services. But again, I want to really thank the Sheffield Central Library, especially the Business and Technology, for all the work they've done with me. And let's have 3 cheers for Business and Technology. One more time. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Borrow books. Enjoy yourself.